Club shooting aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A gunman opened fire inside of a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs late Saturday night, killing at least five people and injuring at least 18 others. The suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge, has been hospitalized and hasn't been charged yet. Here's Colorado 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen explaining why.
Typically, there will be more charges in a case like this when we do formal charging than what is actually listed in the arrest affidavit.
Aldridge could face life in prison without parole if convicted of murder. Meanwhile, in the Boston suburb of Hingham, Massachusetts, Monday morning, a car crashed into an Apple store there.
16 people have been transported to hospitals, 14 to South Shore hospitals, 2 to Boston hospitals. There's been one fatality.
Timothy J. Cruz, Plymouth County District Attorney. Police say they're investigating the cause of the crash and that they know the identity of the driver. A judge handing down sentences to a popular reality show couple after they were convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion. Fox's Kristen Goodwin with more.
A federal judge in Atlanta sentences Todd Chrisley to 12 years in prison and his wife Julie Chrisley to 7 years following the couple being found guilty on charges of tax evasion and criminal bank fraud. Prosecutors alleging the reality TV stars took out $30 million in fraudulent loans to fund their luxurious lifestyle, providing fake financial statements.
Rescuers continue to search for bodies and survivors following the magnitude 5.6 earthquake in Indonesia's main island of Java Monday afternoon. At least 162 people have been killed. Republican Representative David Valadao defeating Democrat Rudy Salas in California's Central Valley race. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. men's national soccer team played its first World Cup match in 8 years Monday, and the Iranian team drew lots of attention. Fox's Alex Hogan has those stories from Doha, Qatar.
After being away for 8 years, the U.S. men's national soccer team is back at the World Cup. In their first match, the team tied with Wales 1-1. Next, they'll play England on Friday and Iran the following week. Meanwhile, earlier today in its match against England, players from Iran refused to sing their national anthem in an appeared sign of solidarity with protesters back home.
More fallout for the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which collapsed into bankruptcy last week. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady has an update.
Once valued at $32 billion, a new court filing shows the company's top 10 investors alone represent roughly $1.5 billion in claims, nearly $3.1 billion owed to the top 50 creditors. While names are redacted, investments on the list range from $20 million to over $200 million. But these billion-dollar figures don't account for the remaining nearly 1 million creditors. Some customers put in $10,000 or $20,000. They, too, may lose everything. Finding what money remains is proving difficult. In addition to secretly moving funds from FTX to his sister company, Alameda Research, Sam Bankman-Fried had no standardized accounting procedures.
The shipping industry seeing increased activity this holiday season.
With the holidays right around the corner, carriers like the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS are projecting to have enough capacity to have most to all packages delivered on time. Industry experts say several factors have played a role in the change, including an increase in brick-and-mortar shoppers and more consumers getting a head start on those shopping lists. The optimism represents a sharp contrast to holiday seasons in 2020 and 2021.
That's Fox's John Saucier. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.